Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk. I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch. And today I wanted to talk about my moving experiences. First off, an apology if you're listening to this in real time. I'm sorry I didn't get an episode out last week. I hope I didn't throw anybody off, because I really think about shit like that, because, like, I respect being autistic, and, like, not saying that somebody not hearing my content could be the cause of an autistic meltdown, but, like, is it weird that I would be so honored by that? I'd be like, oh my goodness. Like, I wouldn't feel good that I caused an autistic meltdown, but I kind of would feel honored that I'm, like, that much part of your routine, that not hearing my episode threw you off a little bit? Like, I don't know. If that happened, I'm sorry, but know that I'm honored. It's like when somebody, like, chooses to masturbate to you. Like, there's so many things you could masturbate to, but you chose me. Thank you. I don't know. It's the same thing. Like, you not hearing me caused you to have an autistic meltdown. My goodness. But anyways, if you're listening to this in the future, please disregard this message. How are we doing in the future there? Do we still have human society? I hope not, honestly. Humans got enough of their chance. They're done. Let's let monkeys try again or some shit. Wow, that's a fun long intro. Anyways, so the reason I wanted to talk about moving is, first of all, I've moved a lot. I've moved so much. I've never moved as a child, so I don't really have tips for that, but, like, or personal experience, I mean, but I can give you guys some tips for that, because, like, we autistics aren't known to like change. Can be a little bit hard to have change happen to you as autistic. But, like, I'm super excited to talk about this, because I'm gonna be moving soon. I'm so excited. It's not that, like, I don't love where I live. I love the trees in my backyard. I love my decompression room. I love how close I am to, like, my best friends, and, like, they're within walking distance and shit. That lights up my soul to the highest degree. But there's also some not good shit. This house is just old, and, like, the electric is all weird and shit. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed, and, like, the rent is a little bit higher than we'd like to be paying. There's a possibility we could be paying $200 less, and we also might have the chance to move in with some of my fiance's coworkers, which is always exciting, because, like, I like having a lot of people around me, and one of them comes with dogs, and I'd get to take care of the dogs, and, like, I'd get to be the perfect 1950s housewife and just cook for everybody. Not clean, because that's not my jam, but, like, it would just be nice. I'm ready to move. It's almost like when I play Sims, like, at the end of a generation, like, you're just kind of like, okay, I'm done here. I'm ready to go. Like, this has been a lovely house, and I built it, and it's been fun, but, like, the story's kind of stagnant, and I feel like my magic has kind of gotten stagnant here, because I can't cook too well here, and that's part of my magic, is getting to cook, as well as the fact that this house was a lovely, like, safe haven. This is where I ran away to. This is where I escaped my abusive ex-spouse. This is where I truly discovered, like, Janis Joplin as my friend and voice in my head. This is truly where I, like, felt safe for the most part. And I appreciate this house and everything it's done for me, but I'm ready to move. We've grown. This year was the year of being. And we got to just be. Being meant just getting to sit, listen to a book on tape, smoke some weed, and knit. And we got to do that shit here. Next year is the year of progression. So we have some things planned. But yeah, that's kind of why moving is on my brain. I actually kind of like the moving process. I hated it with my ex-spouse because, like, they were such a little bitch about moving. Like, such a little bitch. They would freak out. I'd be like, okay, we have, like, a month. Let's do a box a night. And they would flip out on me. Just flip out on me about shit like that. That was actually the first time they ever, what I called broke me. So they'd seen me have autistic meltdowns before. However, they'd never seen this kind of meltdown where I shut down completely. I was just so done. I was so done with them screaming at me. I was so done having to, like, deal with this move with them screaming at me. And, like, I just shut down and I just, like, went comatose. I just laid down on the floor and refused to talk. I couldn't talk. And, like, they had to call my parents and be like, there's something really wrong with her. She's not moving. What the fuck do I do? Like, just not a fun time. And my last move, which, can I just say, it wasn't fun, but god damn it, it was a fucking spy operation. We packed the house under my ex-spouse's nose. We moved out. They didn't expect it to happen. They just came home one day and all of my shit was gone. As well as some of our shared property that I deemed payment for my reparations for my abuse, like a popcorn machine, that my friend's now ex-boyfriend managed to break while moving. I didn't like him in general, and that just didn't help things at all. Oh my goodness, my kitty cat is meowing. So some tips that I have for moving either as an autistic or with an autistic, preparation. That preparation is just your key. Write lists of everything you need to pack. Just plan it out. Like, even like if I said, if it stresses you out, do a box a night. You know, like, just focus on little pieces, because the little pieces will all add up to the big pieces. I personally love driving a U-Haul. Like, my depth perception issues are not as bad in a U-Haul. So for anyone worried about, like, the depth perception of that, because I used to think I couldn't do it. I was like, no, there's no way. And then I had a move where my cousin was supposed to help me, and she bailed on me. And I was like, well, I guess it's up to me. And I got behind the wheel of that U-Haul, and every single person who's ever been in a U-Haul with me agrees that I'm a better driver in a U-Haul than not. So, like, if that's something you as an autistic have been a little bit worried about, maybe operating a car that's bigger than yours, not saying that you're going to have the same experience, but just what happened to me was pretty cool. And, like, if you're moving with, like, if you can, bring your autistic kid to the house beforehand, or bring them pictures of the house and, like, be like, hey, this is where your room is going to be. This is where my room is going to be. This is where the kitchen is. Like, all of that shit. Give them a nice visual. Take them there if you can. Walk them around. Be like, hey, this is where we're going to be moving. Just a lot of preparation. Do that ahead of time. Make sure that it's still a change, but it's going to be a little bit of a more gradual change. And, like, talk them through the change. Be like, yes, there's going to be, like, I don't know, new sounds you're going to have to get used to at night, and a new address you're going to have to memorize, and all of that shit. I don't know. I don't know why. I've moved at this point, like, 8 times in my adult life. I have stayed basically at a place for about a year. The longest I've stayed is 2 years at one place. Every place else was a year. Most of the places I left, I was escaping, because that place was an utter shithole, and we lived with slumlords, and we moved on to the next slumlord, because the slumlords were always okay in the beginning, and then by the end, everything breaks and shit. And then I moved into it was such a gorgeous house. Like, this was right after I got married. I thought I was going to buy that house with my ex-spouse, and that's the place I moved from last, and it was just an escape mission, and it was crazy, and I did it. I even had a fucking playlist that I listened to. The first song, like, that the top of the playlist was P.S. I Hate You by Real Big Fish, and, like, yeah, no, that was my prime I'm out of here motherfucker, never gonna see you again song that I listened to. So that was nice. But, like, I don't know where I went with this, not gonna lie to you. I am high as balls. We have had less weed than normal lately because we are doing our best to be on a budget until we can go and get our rent done. And today was like payday, so I actually got to smoke for like the first time in a while. And it's been lovely. Oh, it's so nice. It feels very, very, very good. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. There's a fucking ambulance. I just keep thinking about the meme that, oh my gosh, I completely forgot your name. I talked to you on Instagram and you're really, really pretty. And like, we traded bong pictures and I know who you are. I just forgot what your name is. I'm not good with names. So you're very pretty. But yeah, she sent me a meme about an ambulance. And I think about that now every time I hear that. So yeah, okay. Awkward flirting. Moving on. Let's just end this here. Thank you guys for listening. I get nervous around pretty girls. Pretty girls are just, like, not even trying to hit on them. Just talking to them in general just is like, you're really pretty. And it's hard. It makes me feel self-conscious. But thank you guys for listening. Check out my Instagram, which is the Fuck You Up Fairy. And you can email me at theautisticpinup@gmail.com or message me on Instagram if you want. I do trainings. Yeah, all of that shit. I can write articles for you. I can write blog posts for you about autism. I am a multi-talented creature. I can even knit you a goddamn hat if you want, which, oh my gosh, hopefully, I'm so excited. I'll talk about this later, too. Maybe I'll have a whole episode about this and how I'm doing this and why it feels so happy to me. But I'm hopefully going to start selling my hats in September. I am working on that. So if you're interested in buying one of my knitted wares, stay tuned for that possibility. All right. Thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.